If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Yep, we're digging down to all things technology and innovation and how they are literally reshaping our lives. Now, we all know South Africa has a very mature banking market, and hence we see the level of innovation that we witness in South Africa. But beyond that, there's fintech, the new player in the market, which is democratizing access to funding, financial solutions, transactional opportunities for both entrepreneurs and you and I alike. So we're going to evaluate tonight how fintech is really reshaping South Africa's digital payment infrastructure. And to talk to us about that tonight, we're joined by the Group Managing Director for Merchant Services in Africa at Network International. Bear in mind, this is also the parent company of PayFast, a solution so many of us have used when it comes to making our online purchases. Mr. Mpho Sadiki joins us to tell us more. Mpho, such a pleasure to have you, and so sorry to have kept you waiting, but I am so intrigued by the conversation we're going to have tonight when it comes to just the evolution of fintech in South Africa. And maybe let's just start there around how it's really shifted a digital payment infrastructure.
Good evening, Gugu, and thank you for having me in your show. And it's okay that I had to wait a bit, but I think if we just reflect a bit on fintech, right? And I always, you know, the analogy I always use when I reflect on fintech and traditional banking is the analogy of highways and byways, right? So if you think about South Africa, we've got a very well entrenched highway system, which will be our typical traditional banking system. And you then look at fintech. Fintech typically is the connector, you know, the small roads, the small rural roads that connect all the people from the highway. That's how I always look at fintech, in that fintech is what connects the consumers to the services that the sort of your traditional banking system provides. So I think if you think of it in that way, in that there is this complementary relationship between traditional banking, yes, and fintech, it's always easier to follow.
I appreciate that, because what you're reminding us of is that you need the whole ecosystem, right? It's one thing for me to use the highway to get home, but at some point there are different streets and byways and roads that I need to get to actually make sure that I get to my particular home. And I'm keen for us just to understand, you know, how this has perhaps, you know, further democratized access to financial solutions in South Africa and the pace at which we've been moving, because we've had a lot of success stories come out from our fintech market.
Yeah, interesting enough that in your previous discussion, you were speaking around, what COVID did from a, you know, yes, either the impact it had on entrepreneurs and also impact on businesses. I think when you speak about democratizing payments and fast-tracking innovation, from a payments and fintech point of view, COVID did exactly that, right?
Yes.
So you think about pre-COVID, the whole idea of buying groceries from your couch and get them delivered at home was just a dream. We'll never thought it would have happened. And typically we don't think around the fact that it is actually enabled by a, you know, scalable, trusted payment system that allows you to sit, connect on that app, choose what you need to buy, get it delivered. So that's just one example of how the pace of innovation in fintech has taken things that would have typically thought wouldn't happen and has made it real. The other good example is that we've got quite a thriving e-commerce ecosystem in South Africa,
yes,
where, you know, not only do you have marketplaces, but you also have small entrepreneurs that have taken their businesses, which were typically either in store, and have taken those online. And those businesses today are able to, you know, connect with consumers that they wouldn't have traditionally connected with either in their local towns or, you know, local cities. So I could start a business in Joburg and connect with the whole of South Africa or even the whole of Africa, right?
Yes.
And probably the last thing, which for me speaks to the pace of innovation, is if you think about, and this is across the border of South Africa, you look at the role at which mobile money plays in traditional payments, right? Mm-hmm. So South Africa is pretty much a card and cash-based payments ecosystem. Across the borders, mobile money is the dominant payment method in addition to card. And who brought and innovated on that? It wasn't traditional financial services provider. It was telcos and fintech providers that build on those ecosystems and ensure that they are available for consumers to use. And in that, you know, democratize payments.
100%. Mpho, what you also highlighting, and I'm hoping we get you in studio for an hour-long conversation one day, because your journey...
I look forward to it.
Oh, definitely. Your journey in the banking and financial services space, man, you've worked within, yeah. I guess, the full spectrum, right? 360 view of, you know, payments and banking and financial solutions in South Africa. And what's beautiful about the conversation we're having is that you understand how the infrastructure interconnects with each other. And I'd like to go back to where we started the conversation off on, is that it's not just about the infrastructure, but even the regulatory framework. And the advancement of the milestones that have been achieved. And maybe we can take this opportunity just to highlight how PayFast by Network, you know, played a very big role in becoming a licensed, designated clearing system participant. Firstly, let's unpack what that means, but why it's so important, because it helps us understand how fintechs like PayFast are also contributing to the growth and evolution of the space.
Yeah, I think one has to first appreciate that without innovation, it's you know, you do need some level of regulation, you know, to enable an innovative environment, right? And the good thing about South Africa is that we've got this enabling legislation that allows fintech like ourselves to apply for regulatory licenses to be able to participate fully in the payments ecosystem as we mature our businesses. So the license you refer to is a designated clearing participant. And again, reaffirms the point that, you know, the regulator, in this case, the SARB, are starting to look at fintechs not only as an outsider in the payments ecosystem or the financial ecosystem, but also as key participants and such, creating enabling regulation that allows us to be vetted and regulated, and then be allowed to participate fully like what a traditional a licensed bank would do. I think an additional step, which is something that is in the works, is that the SARB has issued, you know, papers for commentary on what is referred to as the variation to the Banks Act. And in doing that, what they are intending to do is that they are looking at the full national payment system and saying, how do we create a structure where entities that are participating in the ecosystem and facilitating any form of payment activity, we draft and enable regulatory legislation and guidelines that allows those entities to be regulated, but at the same time create trust in the ecosystem, right? So I think for me, I also see that as a very exciting prospect for the South African payments and fintech ecosystem, that more and more the SARB is starting to recognize that fintechs have a role to play.
Yes.
And the role they play needs to be, you know, enabled by regulation that doesn't stifle innovation, but still allows the fact that entities like ourselves can participate, can be license, and as such generate the trust that consumers want, right? So besides the brand, consumers still want to trust that if something does go wrong, someone will hold PayFast accountable, right? And which is what financial services is about. It's a trust business.
I'm so glad that you underscored that point, Mpho, because it really is a beautiful reminder to all of our listeners and even myself that, you know, we might think of fintech as this big solution and technology that operates in the background. But the truth is, it's exactly there to make sure that we can trust the platforms that we interact with, that we transact with, and how and who we actually sending our money to. So thank you so much for the beautiful reminder. And our team is on it. That invite is definitely going to be in your mailbox soon.
I look forward to it, and have a good evening.
Thank you so much, sir. Truly appreciate it. That's Mpho Sadiki, Group Managing Director for Merchant Services in Africa at Network International. If you don't know Network International, it is a global entity that really plays a significant role in essentially simple and seamless payments every time for everyone, as the website does describe. But next time you think of a company called PayFast, you're processing your payment online after purchasing something from a online retailer, they essentially make it possible for you to trust that your money is going to the right people through the right systems and will be accounted for.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.